Okay, Monday morning, 3:30 a.m. on a Monday morning, and this is what I just thought about, which is, you're probably gonna agree with this, but like, this just happened. I thought about this, which is, you actually can. Like, you can buy friends with money. Now, before you're gonna say, "Oh yeah, I already know this," I'm not talking about huge money, like thousands of dollars, having millions and millions, trillions of dollars, stuff like that. I'm just talking about $20 friends, $20, $50 friends. You can buy friends for $50. Now, people I know, what I mean by 50 friends, $50 friends. So, what is $20, $50 friends? Basically, this is $20, $50 friends. Now, the strategy, I realized it not I realized it, I did it yesterday and I just realized it like now. Now, for you, I'm not living in US or anything or European country, I don't know what's the culture there, but for us, we have work on Sundays, so that's that. So, I was at work on Sunday. Anyway, this is the thing. So now, that didn't happen yesterday, but like, I just thought about it and realized that I really can get friends for 50, $20. Not friends, I can make people like me and eventually make them friends. Okay, so here's a simple strategy. Now, basically, a little background is I buy and sell stuff, okay? So, now my highest buying thing is $90 for now. Small products, okay? Small products. Now, I do hire, but like, that's just very rarely. I do hire more than that, but generally it's $90 and lower. Here I'm saying, for me, I personally can make friends for 20, $50. Here's the strategy. So, here's the strategy. I go to a shop which sells stuff at a cheap price, okay? I buy, let's say, the products for like $25. Now that's the cheapest in the, what do you guys say, in the city, okay? It's $25, cheapest in the city. So, to that person I'm trying to get close to, making my friend, I sell them that product for like $20. So, I just took a loss for $5, yeah. But that person just feels something, hopefully feels something towards me, made him like me because I gave stuff for a cheap price for him. Now this is B2B business, and I don't know about B2C businesses, how that works, but I'm talking about B2B businesses, which is they are all about financial. They're gonna get upset for like $25 extra if you ask them to, if you raise the price 25, not bucks, 25 cents. If your price was 25 cents more than the competition, they're gonna leave you. That's what I'm talking about. That environment. So, I took it for 25, I sell it for 20. That guy gonna think I am the cheapest, so he gonna come back, hopefully. Now, when you do that, two things probably gonna happen. One, he gonna annoy you to get that product again and again, which gonna take lost and more lost, okay? Now, this move I'm saying 20 to 50 bucks, it's in one time. It's not a one time. It won't work. You can let's say that 90 bucks product I'm talking about, you can give him for free. He's not gonna like have a kind of emotional reaction to that thing because it's one time thing, okay? But like if that 90 bucks, let's say, did it to like three times, like we, I don't know what you guys call it, did it like three times, four times, all the four times, the total was 19 bucks. That gonna mean a whole lot than give it one time 19 bucks. This is what I'm saying. So anyway, the environment is what I'm doing, which is you basically take a loss for a short term, and hopefully not, there's not a 100% guarantee. Nothing's 100% guarantee, but hopefully he's gonna come back to the shop. He's gonna think you have bargain or whatever, and he's gonna shop more often at your place. Now, this might not work, this might work, I don't know, but yesterday it probably worked for me, so I just wanted to share it. Now, if you're not just different in a few industries, my industry basically I'm selling stuff for like 90 bucks, okay? That's my high, 90 bucks, which is very little rich 90 bucks. So that's my industry. Your industry might be thousands and thousands of dollars, so probably not gonna mean a lot for you to give them like take a loss for 90 bucks, take 50 bucks lost. Maybe you should take 300, 400 bucks a loss, short term lost, because my opinion is that customer worth a lot more than the 300 bucks. Because let's put it into perspective, he's giving you thousands and thousands of dollars, okay? And we're talking about thousands, and you can give him 300 like break? Come on. He might even not come back again, but he might gonna talk. I guarantee you, eight out of 10 people, out of 15 people are gonna talk about it when you do that. So that's gonna give you word of mouth. Word of mouth give you more money. Gonna give you more business, more money. So yeah, just literally. Now I'm talking to you and recording myself thinking about it. I think I'm gonna do this more often from now on. Did it once yesterday. Worked pretty much. Like work like magic. I'm probably gonna do it again. Now, my loss was like 3 bucks, but like that meant a ton more for that person than it meant for me. So yeah, taking a loss, a short term loss for a long term gain. Sounds good to me. Anyway, I hope you like it, babe. Small tactic, strategy, whatever thought just came to my mind. Anyway, thanks for listening. Until the next time, this was Michael Anderson. Goodbye.